News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You are listening to Our Take. Thanks for tuning in to this Monday edition of the program. I hope you had a lovely weekend. Mostly an uneventful weekend in Michigan's Great Southwest, with the exception of a flood cleanup going on in Berrien Springs and in Niles. Of course, last night was the Academy Awards, the Super Bowl for nerds like me. No surprises with the winners last night. This is, of course, the show where we talk about issues that you may have heard about in the news recently on WSJM News. We take more in-depth looks at things you could have heard about in our news coverage. We have extended conversations with the folks who are in the know or making things happen here in Michigan's Great Southwest. Coming up on today's program, we have multiple guests. First, we'll talk with State Representative Dave Pagel. He has announced that he's running for the Michigan Senate, seeking the post currently occupied by State Senator John Prose. So we'll talk to Dave Pagel about his candidacy on today's program. Speaking of John Prose, we'll also hear from him. He will tell us a little bit about Michigan's OK to Say tip line. That's the Attorney General's school safety tip line. And we'll also talk to the Michigan Attorney General's office about OK to Say. It's become especially relevant lately with the school shooting in Florida earlier. Actually, it was last month now. And then finally on today's program, we will talk to Ron Likes with the State Treasurer's Department about the earned income tax credit now that it's tax filing time. The State Treasury Department's been reminding people of this tax credit people can get if they are low or middle income. We'll learn about that on today's program. And if you'd like to weigh in on something we discussed, just send us an email. The address is ourtake@WSJM.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E at WSJM.com. Right now, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with State Representative Dave Pagel. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Stick around. We will be right back. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Monday edition of the program. I hope your week has gotten off to a good start. Right now, I thought we'd check in with State Representative Dave Pagel. He recently announced that he's running for the Michigan Senate. He is seeking the post currently occupied by State Senator John Prose because Prose is being term limited out of office at the end of this year. So Dave Pagel, state rep from Berrien Springs, who has served for about 6 years now in the state house, running for that state senate post. Now, he's got competition. There is a primary that's going to happen. So far, two Republicans have announced. That would be Dave Pagel and, of course, State Representative Kim Lasada. We heard from her recently on Our Take. Now we'll talk to state rep Dave Pagel about why he's running for the Michigan Senate and what he wants to accomplish. Let's hear what he had to tell me. All right, we're talking with State Representative Dave Pagel, Republican from Berrien Springs. So you're being term limited out of the House at the end of this year, so you've announced you're running for the state Senate. First of all, just tell us, why did you decide to run for this post?
Well, the 6 years in the House have gone pretty fast, and I'm at the point of either deciding to continue on. The logical step would be running for the Senate, or to basically kind of call it a career as far as public service goes, and I feel like continuing on. I feel like I have a lot to give yet. I'd like to use the experience that I've gained to this point in the House and in my prior service. There are things I'd like to accomplish yet, so I'm kind of eager to give it a shot for the Senate.
All right, and so, you know, if you end up representing the 21st District in the Senate, what would your priorities be?
Well, I've always been a strong advocate in the House for K-12 education, probably the strongest voice for the more traditional public schools. There's been some things going on that have been a little troubling, how we've handled our budget with the school aid fund, and we've gone kind of counter to the purpose and intent of Proposal A, the way we've siphoned money away from public schools. I'd like to continue my work to support schools. Also, with my lifelong work in agriculture, that's where I've really made my living. I think a farmer in the Senate is a positive thing, a good voice for the family fruit farms, vegetable farms in our area. Those are two of my main areas of interest. I have run the corrections budget for the House now for these two terms, and there are some things I'd like to continue to work on in the area of reform for our criminal justice system. So there's quite a diversity of areas that I'm interested in. I'd like to stretch myself and keep contributing.
Okay, so you've spent about 6 years in the State House. Do you think that they've prepared you well to serve in the State Senate?
Well, certainly that's the best preparation. The three terms that I will have completed in the House, there's certainly a lack of experience that goes on in Lansing. It's just kind of built in and guaranteed with our term limits, which aren't necessarily a bad thing, but especially in the House of Representatives, there's always at least a third of the group is always brand new, and the Senate tends to be a little bit more experienced group. Almost all the members of the Senate are former House members, so I think I could step into that Senate seat and already supply some leadership in that area because of my experience in the House.
All right, now, so far you've represented Southern Berrien County pretty much, Berrien Springs on down south. You're running for the State Senate now, 21st District. That includes three counties, Berrien, Cass, and St. Joseph County. So how well-versed are you in the issues that affect places like Cass County and St. Joe County in addition to Berrien?
Well, it's a rural district somewhat with a lot of agriculture, so I think I fit that well. I look forward to getting out over to Three Rivers and Sturgis and meeting some of the community leaders there more and hearing what their concerns are. But I think I would be kind of a natural to represent that area.
Okay, now you're running to replace State Senator John Prose. Any thoughts on him?
Well, John's had a long, distinguished career there with his full 8 years in the Senate and his 6 years in the House. He'd be a tough act to follow in some ways because I think he's quite a guy. People respect him a lot. But we've worked close together because John has done corrections work for the Senate while I've done it for the House. I'd step right in and try to fill his shoes and I'll be doing it my own way rather than John's way. But I respect John and look forward to the chance to follow in his Senate seat.
Now, I know one of the things I'm hearing from a lot of candidates for Michigan government right now is tax reform. Now, in this past year, you were one of the representatives who voted against the total repeal of the state's income tax. Looking back on that vote, are you satisfied with it? And do you anticipate that issue coming up again?
I don't know. I think it looks like we're getting a tax cut built in now as we react to the federal changes with their federal tax cut. We've built in now a state tax cut that the House and the Senate are kind of working out our differences on right now. I've supported that bill that would make sure that Michigan citizens do not lose that $4,000 exemption, and then we're expanding that. So this is probably the form that the tax cut is going to go forward in, and I do support it. I was troubled the way the earlier proposal was at the beginning of this term because they were talking about completely eliminating the Michigan income tax. And I didn't necessarily oppose that, but to propose that big of a change without being willing to name one specific cut they would make in the budget, I thought was irresponsible. I thought it was, quite frankly, just more political than anything, and that's why I opposed it. But I will support the deal that we're trying to make right now between the House and the Senate to react to the federal tax change laws, and this will be a tax cut for Michigan.
Now, when you talk to voters in the district, is there any one issue that you notice standing out as being a particular concern here in Berrien County?
The thing I seem to hear most through the last 5 years representing the 78th has really been that no-fault auto insurance system that is just so darn expensive. And I have worked hard for getting some changes in that area. We've had some things come up for votes, and we've come up short. But we're going to continue that fight. Maybe we'll be able to get something done in lame duck. There are a couple proposals now coming back to the House floor to chip away at some of those expenses of the no-fault system. So I'd like to be able to accomplish that for the citizens. It's just such a big expense. I think that's the issue I hear the most from my constituents. But as I go out to run for the Senate, I'm going to basically go out on another kind of a listening tour and try to hear what other issues are out there.
We're talking with State Representative Dave Pagel of Berrien Springs. He is running for the State Senate now that State Senator John Prose is being term limited out of office. And now, I know recently former State Representative Al Pasholka announced he's not going to seek this State Senate seat. Did that factor into your decision to go ahead and run for it?
Oh, certainly. Al and I are pretty good friends. We've served together, and I kind of anticipated I was going to be running, so I had kind of held back and kept my options open. When he decided not to run, it made my decision a lot easier that I wasn't going to have to run against such a good friend and colleague. So it did have an effect on my decision-making process.
Right. I was surprised when he announced he wasn't running. But so now that you're in the race here for the 21st District State Senate seat, is there anything else you'd like to tell us or the voters?
Well, I would tell the voters, you're making a hiring decision for, perhaps up to the next 8 years, who's going to represent you in the Senate. I'd say take a look at the resumes of the candidates. I think I will have a stronger resume of things that I've accomplished in public service, from school board to the county commissioner to the House of Representatives, the accomplishments I've had in business, running my own business here for almost 40 years now. I would tell people to look at what we've done, not necessarily just what we say we're going to do. And I think if they do that, I'll have a very good chance.
Okay, that was State Representative Dave Pagel, Republican from Berrien Springs. He is running for the State Senate now, 21st District. That's the position currently occupied by John Prose. Prose being term limited out of office. Also running in the Republican primary for this State Senate seat is State Representative Kim Lasada of Bainbridge Township. So they're both going for it. Both of them told me that Al Pasholka's decision not to run did factor into their decisions to run. And so we'll be hearing from State Rep Pagel and State Rep Lasada, no doubt, quite a bit in the next year or so. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Right now, we'll take a break. When we come back, we will talk about the Michigan Attorney General's Office's OK to Say tip line. This is the school safety tip line the Attorney General set up a few years ago so kids in high school, in particular, can report potentially dangerous situations in their schools in an anonymous way. With the recent school shooting down in Florida, I checked in with the AG's office to ask them more about OK to Say. If you'd like to weigh in on something we've discussed, send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's ourtake at wsjm.com. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Stick around. We'll be right back. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You're listening to Our Take. Thanks for tuning in to this Monday edition of the program. I hope you had a lovely weekend. Right now for this segment of the show, I thought we would learn a little more about the OK to Say tip line. This is a school safety tip line set up by the Michigan Attorney General's office. Attorney General Bill Schuette set this thing up a few years ago. It's an anonymous way for young students, in particular high school kids, maybe middle schoolers, to report potentially dangerous situations in their schools. If they're aware of a threat, or even if they're just aware of a student who might hurt themselves, you can report this to OK to Say. The proper authorities will then investigate, and it's all anonymous, so there can be no repercussions. So anyway, after the school shooting in Florida last month, the Attorney General's office put out some reminders about the OK to Say tip line, saying, look, if you know of something, just report it to OK to Say. The way you do that is you send a text message to OK, the number 2, and Say. And there's also an email address. I caught up with the Michigan Attorney General's office spokesperson Andrea Bitely recently to ask her more about the tip line and how effective it's been. Let's hear what she had to tell me. Okay, Andrea, so as we know, last month there was a tragic school shooting in Florida. And so this just reminds us of all of the OK to Say tip line. Tell us more about this service.
Absolutely. Back in 2014, Attorney General Schuette worked with the legislature and created a program housed within the Department of Attorney General that's designed to help Michigan school children if they feel as if they're going through a suicidal point in their life, depression, if they have been subjected to bullying or child abuse. And it's a confidential program, which means if you report any of these things to our program, then we won't necessarily reveal your identity. And that really makes kids feel better about reporting. It means that they don't have to worry about, you know, being labeled as a snitch or a tattletale or anything like that. And they can make sure that they help keep their classmates safe and themselves safe,
Great. So, you know, this was launched, you said, in 2014? Okay, so since OK to Say launched in 2014, how many tips have you received through this service?
We have received more than 11,000 tips to the OK to Say program. And each and every one of those tips we have thoroughly evaluated. We work with the Michigan State Police, and that's why we have a 24/7, 365 hotline, and it enables us to really delve deep into the issue and talk with the student, and if necessary, contact law enforcement, contact community mental health, contact their school. Whatever it is that we need to do, we do.
Okay, so when a tip is made to OK to Say, it stays anonymous. What are the most common types of tips that you receive through this service?
Sure. We hear a lot about both in-person bullying as well as cyberbullying. And that can be done, you know, in the classroom or in the hallway. And it's, you know, it's different now than when I was growing up or when you were growing up. Nowadays, kids have cell phones and Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat and Instagram, and it never really ends. The bullying can hit them as soon as they walk in the door at school, or it can go all night and be really detrimental to their mental health and their well-being.
Okay, so in recent weeks, the Attorney General has been reminding people more about OK to Say. Is that in a direct response to what happened down in Florida last month?
It is. It's a reminder to Michigan school children, as well as teachers and parents and principals and superintendents, that this program is out there. Every week we have presenters in schools across the state talking to kids about how to prevent bullying, how to stop bullying that's already happening, and how to cope with the difficulties and the stresses that come along with being in school.
Now, is OK to Say a permanent service? I mean, we know it's put together by Attorney General Bill Schuette, but when he leaves office, the service continues.
It is. We're currently funded through 2021, thanks to our legislature, and hopefully the legislature will continue to see merit and the good works of OK to Say, and the program will continue through the next, you know, 20 attorneys general.
Great, and remind us how someone submits a tip.
Sure, you can visit oktosay.com, and you can download an app for your Android or your Apple smartphone. You can also check us out on social media, and you can connect to us that way, too.
We're talking with Andrea Bitely, Attorney General spokesperson, about the OK to Say school tip line. Anything else you'd like to tell us about this service?
No, I really appreciate the chance to talk about OK to Say. It saves lives across the state of Michigan. We've had reports everywhere from Grand Rapids to, you know, Wayne County and Macomb County and all the way over in St. Joe, Benton Harbor, and up to Marquette. It's across the state, and we've helped countless students cope and prevent bullying and suicide attempts. We've had school shootings prevented. We've had sexual assaults reported and prevented over the last several years.
Right. I know that assemblies are held at high schools where the students are reminded of this service on a regular basis.
They are. Every year, the Attorney General makes it a priority to attend multiple OK to Say programs across the state. We've had them literally in nearly every county and in multiple school districts in every county.
Right. We have an intern here at the radio station who just finished high school in St. Joe, and she told me about those assemblies. I hadn't even known about that part of it.
Yeah, we do. And there's a really great PowerPoint presentation and videos that accompany it. And it really helps kids see what's truly out there and what happens. And, you know, if you're fortunate and you're a student who's never been bullied, you don't always realize, you know, what your classmates are going through. So it's really important for all students to really understand what bullying impact, what the impact of bullying has on everybody's life in school.
Okay, that was Andrea Bightley, Michigan Attorney General's Office spokesperson, chatting with us about OK to Say after the school shooting in Florida last month. The Attorney General's Office putting out a reminder to everyone about this service. And speaking of OK to Say and reminders, State Senator John Prose last week also put out a statement on the tip line reminding young people around Michigan's Great Southwest about this way to anonymously report dangerous situations. So Senator Prose weighing in on OK to Say. Let's hear what his comments were.
We have a responsibility to ensure that if we see something, that we ought to say something. Anybody who sees something that may be amiss when it comes to the mental health or stability of our neighbors, our friends, and most especially our students, that they should call the OK to Say hotline. Proper authorities can engage in trying to solve the problem that obviously has come up in the process of whatever has happened in those individuals' lives. Before it becomes an act of violence, please utilize the OK to Say system. After all, 81% of all of the incidents of school violence, according to the United States Secret Service, is someone other than the attacker. There was somebody who knew but didn't report for fear of retaliation. We don't want anybody to be feared or fearful of retaliation. Instead, we want to make sure that they have a confidential reporting system that's designed to allow students, parents, school employees, health officials, law enforcement officers, all to share the information so as to respond in safe ways and in a way that helps to get assistance to those who need it most. The hope is that we never see this happen ever again, but the fact is that a tool exists for students, families, parents, law enforcement, and everybody in Southwest Michigan to ensure that they let people know so that the best opportunities for safety and security exist.
Okay, that was a State Senator John Prose audio statement on OK to Say, reminding everyone, you just send a text message to OK, the number 2, and say, and this service has received more than 11,000 tips since it launched in 2014. I appreciate Andrea Bightley's time there talking with us about it on Our Take. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Right now, before we take a quick break, I thought I'd tell you about the results of a recent poll. A new Michigan Normal and Epic MRA poll has taken a look at how Michigan voters feel about marijuana legalization. We've been hearing a lot about this more and more. Some states have already gone and legalized it. Well, according to this poll from Epic MRA and Normal, 61% of Michiganders support legalizing marijuana. Rick Thompson is a board member for Normal, which helped to commission this poll.
This year, we're very pleased to report a 4% increase in public support for legalization of cannabis across the state. We're very surprised by some of the areas in which we see strong support, including the Bay region and even on the west side.
So that was Rick Thompson with Normal. That's a group that favors the legalization of marijuana. Obviously, in Michigan, there have been ballot initiatives to try to make this happen. We'll see if it ever actually does. We do have medical marijuana here in Michigan. Michigan was the first state in the Midwest to authorize that. So Normal board member Rick Thompson believes this latest poll information shows voters could be warming up to the idea of just legalizing marijuana.
I do think that positive support will translate into voter attendance in November in the general election and our citizens selecting marijuana legalization as a viable option for the state.
So that's Normal's Rick Thompson. They're feeling good about these poll results. 61% of Michiganders, according to this poll, support legalizing marijuana. Areas like Saginaw Bay, that general region over there, they're seeing more support for this idea. And there have been ballot initiatives. I doubt the legislature would take any action on this, but we'll see if one of these ballot initiatives goes anywhere. According to Normal there, Michigan voters are mostly in favor of legalization. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Let's take a break right now. When we come back, we'll talk with the Michigan Treasury Department about the earned income tax credit. If you'd like to weigh in on something that we discussed, just send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E at wsjm.com. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Stick around and we will be right back. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You're listening to Our Take, Monday edition of the program. We're just about done here for the day. I'm the host today. My name is Andrew Green. Thanks for tuning in. This is the show where we have longer conversations about things you may have heard about recently on WSJM News. We get more in-depth by talking with individuals who are in the know or making things happen here in Michigan's Great Southwest. So far on today's program, we talked with State Representative Dave Pagel about his candidacy for the Michigan Senate. He's running for a state senate in the 21st District. That's the post currently occupied by John Prose. We also today on the program chatted with the Michigan Attorney General's office about the OK to Say tip line. This is their school safety tip line where young people can anonymously report not just dangerous situations, but troubling situations in their schools. It could be bullying. They can report these things if it's bothering them. And it's anonymous, and the proper authorities can then investigate whatever's been reported. Right now, for this final segment of the show, I thought we'd check in with the Michigan Treasury Department. I caught up with Treasury spokesperson Ron Likes to find out more about the earned income tax credit. This is tax filing time, unfortunately, but one good aspect could be the earned income tax credit. Let's hear what Michigan Treasury Department spokesperson Ron Likes had to tell me about this credit. Okay, Ron, so Michigan does have an earned income tax credit. It sort of is a supplemental to the federal credit. Explain to us more about how this works.
Yeah, it's the state of Michigan does have a Michigan earned income tax credit. So working families and individuals with low to moderate income who receive a federal earned income tax credit can receive a 6% matching Michigan earned tax credit when they file their state income taxes. So an individual has to meet certain federal requirements and file a federal tax return to get their federal earned income tax credit. And they should file even if there's no requirement to file return or no taxes owed. And if that individual, that taxpayer, receives a federal earned income tax credit, the state of Michigan will provide a 6% supplemental earned income tax credit when the taxpayer files his or her state income tax. I know there's a lot of earned income tax credits there, but to put it in layman's terms, if a taxpayer receives a federal earned income tax credit, the state of Michigan will file if the taxpayer receives a federal earned income tax credit when he or she files their federal income tax return, the state of Michigan will provide a 6% matching supplemental Michigan earned income tax credit when the taxpayer files his or her state income tax return.
So if you're low income relatively, this might be something that could be of benefit to you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the amount of the tax credit depends on income, your filing status, and the number of children claimed as dependents on the taxpayer's federal income tax return. Mm-hmm. And these tax credits can reduce the amount of tax owed, and they may provide a refund. So, and a lot of taxpayers don't know about these income tax credits, or they don't file for them when they file their income taxes. So thousands go unclaimed every year. So we're trying to get the word out that if you qualify for a federal earned income tax credit, you get a 6% matching Michigan earned income tax credit. Uh-huh. So that's, I mean, thousands go unclaimed every year. Yeah, I mean, and that's, I know different communities have done localized press conferences specifically about the federal earned income tax credit, but this is a general reminder that the state of Michigan also provides a 6% earned income tax credit.
Okay, so that 6% that you can get from your state taxes is a 6% of the federal tax credit that you might get.
So this how it works is you when you're filing your taxes, aside from doing it electronically, there's a box on the Michigan 1040, and it's as simple as what kind of federal earned income or how much did you get as a federal earned income tax credit? and you put it in there, put the amount in, multiply it by 6% point or by 6%, and boom, you get that's how much you would get as the state of Michigan earned income tax credit.
And of course, you wanted to get the word out about this because tax season is approaching.
Yep, and it's tax season right now. The filing season is approaching its month 30-day mark, so to speak. And, just a reminder that there are tax credits out there, and the Michigan Earned Income Tax Credit is one of those taxes that taxpayers should be aware of. And if they qualify for it, please file your state income tax return. And if you got a federal earned income tax credit, you'll get a 6% Michigan Earned Income Tax Credit. It's as simple as filling out your Michigan 1040, taking your federal earned income tax credit amount and multiplying it by 6%, and that's your Michigan earned income tax credit amount.
We're talking with the Michigan Treasury's Ron Likes about the earned income tax credit. Anything else you'd like to tell us about this credit?
Yeah, just last year during the 2016 tax year, there were more than 770,000 claimants who received the Michigan Earned Income Tax Credit, totaling nearly $114 million, which with an average credit amount of $148. Yeah, if you qualify, don't hesitate. File your income taxes. If you want to learn more information, go to irs.gov/EITC, or you can check out the state of Michigan's information portal about income taxes at michigan.gov/income tax.
All right, that was Ron Likes, Michigan Department of Treasury spokesperson, reminding everyone about the low income, the earned income tax credit. If you have a low to moderate income, you should look into this when you file your state taxes because you could qualify for a break or even a refund thanks to this credit. I appreciate Ron talking with us about that now that we're pretty much in tax season over here. Next month is the deadline. I'm not looking forward to doing taxes this year. Well, I don't look forward to it any year because here's what always happens. I'll be filing my taxes. I'll get to the very, very end, and then there's one last piece of information they want that I just don't have. And then I have to drop what I'm doing and dig around all over the place, search old emails and all this stuff. For whatever that one final piece of information is, this year I'm just going to enter in a random number and see what happens. News Talk 94.9 WSJM, that does it for today's edition of Our Take. Coming up on tomorrow's program, we will chat with Joey Andrews. He is a Democrat who is running for the Michigan House in the 79th District. We'll learn about his candidacy and why he's running for the State House. We'll also talk with Bill Schalk from the Cook Plant, the Cook Nuclear Power Plant. They just began another one of their refueling outages. We'll learn about that and what's going on over there at the plant. And we'll check in with the Michigan Department of Transportation to learn about some bridge construction projects they've got underway in Berrien County, taking place for the next several months. If you'd like to weigh in on something that we discussed, just send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's ourtake at wsjm.com. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. That does it for today's edition of Our Take. We should be back same time, same station tomorrow. In the meantime, have a fantastic rest of your day.
Oh, yay!
We are excited to announce something new to the very popular app Town Crier Wire. Introducing Video Newswire. Now, not only can you read local stories that matter to you, you can now watch the top stories happening in Southwest Michigan. Our team of reporters hit the streets with video recording equipment. So when the big news happens, they are there to ask the questions and video record the events and upload them to the app. Then you can watch and see it for yourself.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay!
Video Newswire is a tab you'll find on the home screen inside the app. Click the tab and you'll see all of the video news stories available for you to watch at your convenience. This is unique to Southwest Michigan. There is nothing else like it. If you don't have the app yet, go to your mobile download store, type in Town Crier Wire, and press install. It's that easy. And again, it's free.
Oh yay! Oh yay! Oh yay! There's a new way to read and see your local news today. Just pick up your phone or your tablet too. Go to your store. It's easy to do.
Town Crier Wire?
Town Crier Wire.
Town Crier Wire.